depends if you're looking for nice dress shoes. Let's say you have an office job. That's the brand I really like because you can almost do no wrong going that route. And they have a good, they have great customer service. You can send your shoes in and they'll get it fixed for you. I actually, here's another tip that I have for those kind of shoes is I've bought Elementman shoes used on eBay. And I bought a pair for, they typically go for like $300, I think, maybe even more. And I bought a pair for, I don't know, $50. And then I send it in to Ellen Edmonds and they'll get it, like they'll redo the whole shoe from the sole to the, you know, they put new coating of stuff on the leather for like $60, $70. And so essentially you got a $400 pair of shoes for $120. So that's what I do. I have another pair of shoes that probably retails for $800. I paid total $130 for it. So there you go. That's your little dress shoe pro tip. You want me to talk about sneakers?
Sure.
Okay, so that one, I'm not a sneakerhead. I know Maxwell does not like shoes with the white sole thing. So it's a bit more fashion forward. I think the problem with that is they potentially just look like shitty basketball shoes. And if you wear jeans with those, you could look like a, you know, you could look like a dad trying to look cool, right? They just look like dad jeans with crappy shoes. So
they're non-white soles.
Non-white soles.
Wait, I'm confused. So not, if you wear non-white soled sneakers, you might look like an idiot.
I think so. If you don't know how to wear, if the rest of your outfit doesn't match really hip shoes, you look like an idiot. So that's where it's a little dangerous. Now, if the rest of your outfit fits and you wear, you know, really cool sneakers, then man, you just nailed it. But I think that if you're starting out, the downside is pretty high. Plus, those shoes are expensive. What I would stick to really, if you're just starting out, is to go with, you know, Converse shoes. I think are just awesome. I wear Jack Purcell's. That's a brand of, I mean, a style of Converse shoes, and it just makes it a little bit different than everybody else who wears a typical Chuck Taylors. But I think those are great. You know, if you get just a dark blue pair, and that wears, I mean, that goes with everything. And those shoes are, what, $50, $60? So even if they go to shit, you could buy, you know, a new pair. One little tip that I have for sneakers is to have colored laces. So if you have, like, a pretty neutral colored shoe, like a white, say, a white pair of Chuck Taylors or, you know, even dark blue, you could spruce it up by wearing, getting colored leather laces. And you can just switch the laces out and you get, you know, different styles for just having one pair of shoes. So I like that, doing that a lot. And you can wear those with shorts or jeans. So I think those are awesome. The Jordan style, like, I'm not too well versed in those, but even those, I think are very versatile because you can wear them with jeans or shorts. Now with the Jordans, I think that's where you can take a few more risks and get like brighter colored shoes. So I think Jesse has a pretty sick pair of red Nikes that I like. I think it's low top. So that's where you can get like something bright colored. Now the danger about that is if you wore a bright colored top and you wore like clashing bright colored shoes, you just look like a clown. So yeah, pick one or the other. So my personal strategy for clothing is all my shorts a neutral color, like brown or gray. I don't wear black. It's just my thing. I don't wear black because it clashes with anything brown. And if you just walk into my closet blind and pick a top and a bottom, it'll match regardless of how you pick it. So I would go with a neutral color bottom and then one bright colored shoe and then a neutral colored shoe. And and then the top, just make sure that your top doesn't match your shoe and you should be good to go. Or it doesn't clash or match your shoe and you'll be good to go. So that's all I have about sneakers.
Cool. Any other shoes you want to touch on? Sandals?
Don't wear sandals ever. Birkenstocks, I heard, are pretty hot. Like, you should get those, guys.
There's one pair of sandals that I feel like you can get away with, and they're really, really basic, like rainbows, for example. They're just brown with one little, pair of thongs. But you're only wearing sandals if you're, like, actually going to the beach. And even then, you're barefoot most of the time. Wearing sandals is a pretty big fucking faux pas. Never, ever wear sandals to a bar. Not only will you look like an asshole, but you'll get drinks spilled on your feet. You'll get your fucking feet stabbed by girls' high heels. And that won't be very fun. So, no sandals.
I think the only time you should ever expose your feet as a guy is at the beach or at a pool party if you're going into the pool. Outside of that, you should never, ever, be showing your feet. Just wear a pair of shoes.
Guys' feet are not attractive. in terms of, like, other fashion faux pas, Genevieve, you want to cover, like, affliction shirts and all that good stuff?
Yeah, sure. So one of my pet peeves is guys wearing light blue colored jeans. I hate light blue colored jeans. They're just so country and hick. I'm not a huge fan of anything that has branding on it, with the exception of, like, skater brands or, like, you know, Nike or, like, sports affiliated type stuff. I just don't like anything that's, as a guy, if you're wearing something that's, like, trying to be flashy and, like, look at, like, the money I have, like a Gucci belt. It's just so, like, 2007 to me. And it's kind of metrosexual as well. I don't know. I think it's kind of silly for guys to go out and spend a ton of money on, like, you know, some really sick Versace sunglasses. It's like, just chill. You're a dude. Like, don't try to go too far with it and, like, go out there and get all this, like, expensive stuff. Robbie will always point out, like, you know, his clients, some of his clients will come to him and Robbie will point out those shoes are horrific. And they'll respond with, well, what do you mean? These are my sick Gucci, you know, $400 dress shoes. We don't care that they're sick $400 Gucci dress shoes. They look so gaudy and gross, and they have big old G's on them, and they actually look cheap. Something that's happened with a lot of this designer wear that is branded, there's a ton of fake designer branded stuff out there, you know, fake Louis Vuitton bags, fake this, fake that. And then you'll see, like, these kind of, like, you know, I'm not trying to be, like, mean or anything, but certain, you know, types of people will wear that fake shit. And then if you wear the real stuff, it's just, I would just suggest not going in that direction with it at all. And then, yeah, the affliction style shirts. Like, I really would hope that we don't have to drill this into anybody's heads anymore. Do not wear, like, any, like, affliction type stuff or morphine generation or any of that stuff with, like, those swirly designs on it. Like, oh, the thought just makes me cringe. And then I'm very against square-toed dress shoes. I'm pretty much against, I'm not a huge fan of dress shoes that are black. I think you can get away with, like, a dark chestnut brown dress shoe these days, unless you're, like, you know, wearing a tuxedo. And then, yeah, no men's jewelry unless it serves a purpose.
How do you feel about underwear?
Oh, yeah. Great point. Pretty much boxer briefs only. The big baggy boxers are not flattering. They're not sexy. They're like just blah, whatever. And then the, you know, tidy whiteys are like, ugh, disgusting. I like boxer briefs because they hug a man's ass and they're hot, you know? It's like it's a perfect mix between the two.
And what about undershirts?
Are we really needing to, like, wear undershirts these days? Do you ever wear undershirts, babe?
Never.
Like, oh, you don't have, right?
I have one exception to that, and that is, because if I'm wearing, like, a really, like, a thinner white shirt for some reason for a formal event, I might wear an undershirt,
yeah.
But if you ever wear an undershirt with a white shirt, don't wear white, wear gray, because you actually can see,
yeah.
You can see white undershirts really easily, gray undershirts you don't see, and really what I wear is more like a tank top feel, because I've got a tattoo that actually shows. If I wore a really, you know, under bright light, if I wore a shirt. So that's the main reason why I wear that. But outside of that, like, you really shouldn't be wearing undershirts.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you're wearing an undershirt, it should really only serve one purpose, and that is making the outside shirt that you're wearing over it just look clean and like a solid white. So it looks, you know, good against your skin. You can't see your nipples or any tattoos at a formal event. But other than that, there's no need to own a wife beater anymore. You know, there's no need to own those, like, raggedy Hanes shirts unless you're going to wear it around the house and that's it. And I would even recommend throwing those away because if you keep a lot of – so this is what – I'm glad you brought this up. A lot of things that some of Robbie's clients, when I'm trying to get them to purge stuff, older clothes that they claim, oh, I just want to wear this around the house, or I just want to wear this to the gym. And I'm talking like older, you know, old cotton shirts that they've owned for years and years. Sherbon had literally like 50 of them, or like raggedy gym shorts that don't look good, but, oh, I just want to wear them around the house. No, what ends up happening is you have good intentions of only wearing them around the house, but you inevitably end up, you know, running errands in them or going out in public wearing these old raggedy clothes. And you never know when you're going to meet somebody and you meet a cute girl. And you might as well just replace all that old nasty crap with a few, you know, legit outfits that you could wear to the gym or around the house that you look good in and that you feel good in. Don't hold on to that old crap because you can find a purpose for it around the house. Just throw it away and get it out of your life. Purge.
I agree. Get rid of it. What about watches?
I would really only suggest wearing a watch if you're willing to spend over a few grand on it. I know that you guys had your under 80, over 5,000 rule, but I wouldn't even, any cheap watches, don't even. Save up, get a nice one, you know? Don't even bother with, like, some big, you know, flashy piece that's going to be, like, silly in some way. I think it's just stupid. Unless you're, like, in the age range of 18 to 25, it's hard to get away with, like, some of those bigger, more, like, I don't know what you call them, like whimsical, jokey timepieces. No, it's going to be a waste of money. So in my opinion, you should really only wear a watch if it's like a solid piece that you love and that you've invested in and that you've put time and research into.
Cool. Any other thoughts about watches? Dave, do you agree? Anything else you want to add?
I agree. I just don't wear a watch.
Yeah, I don't wear a watch either. The only thing I do wear is a Fitbit, which is like a little bracelet that tracks your fitness and your sleep, and that could be a good conversation starter at a bar. It's clearly not a watch, and it's a functional piece of, you know, it's there to serve a purpose. It's not there for
fashion.
Can we make
mention that the Apple Watch is disgusting, and no one should be wearing that ever?
I totally agree.
Yeah, it just screams
so dorky.
Apple groupie loser.
not that I'm not an Apple groupie, but fuck their watch. Any watch that doesn't last at least 24 hours can suck a dick. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else we need to cover.
I think Genevieve was talking about gym clothes and stuff. So, since we, I mean, I do go to the gym. Would it be advisable to get some good clothes for the gym too, or is it just okay to wear whatever?
It would definitely be advisable to get some good clothes for the gym. I'm really happy that you brought that up. There is one brand that I really love, and I just Googled it, and I'm trying to find it because I can't remember the name. I want to say it's like X Armor or like, you know
Under
what I'm talking about?
Under Armour?
Yeah, yeah. So I really like Under Armour. They're a great brand. I would say just as like a general good way of like finding some solid gym clothes, go to Nordstrom. Go to Nordstrom, look at the stuff they have, and try to pick stuff that's like, you know, more kind of contemporary and younger and 40. I really like gym clothes that are, they're usually like gray and then they have neon stitching. Like they have these like really nice, like gray Under Armour shirts and the stitching, it's just like a hint of like, you know, neon green or something. And it's really sporty and cool. And, some guys are really into it. Like you can go to the Nike store and find some really cool pieces, some like sweet hoodies that fit really well that are cut longer so it makes your torso look long, like hoodies that kind of come down past your hip bones a little bit to make you look like thinner and like more, they're more fitted and they're not like just a loose baggy sweatshirt. So those, and then in terms of the gym shoes, there's one type that I really love, and I believe that's the Nike Free.
One thing on gym shorts, you don't want to buy those big baggy-ass, like, basketball shorts. You want to get the shorts that fit essentially, like, you know, everyday shorts would fit, which means, you know, they hug your thighs. They're not super tight, but they're not, like, flailing out. They kind of fit like a pair of pants would. That were just, and they come down to like the top of your knee, middle of your knee at the very lowest. But anything below your knee is like a chill low.
Yeah.
So.
A chill low. Yeah, for sure. Like anything baggy these days, and I'm talking everything, gym clothes, jeans, dress shirts, no go. You know, your clothes should fit your body. They shouldn't be fitted and tight, but they should look like, you know, you should look like you know how to dress for your body type. And as a lot of guys will work out and improve your body type, I think you'll come into it a little bit more, and it'll be easier as you go along. But as a general rule, you want your clothes to be somewhat fitted, for sure.
What else do you guys have questions on?
I was wondering, like, the V-neck T-shirt and jeans and desert boots is what I've been wearing lately. Is that cool? And then also, Robbie, you've been telling me to get jeans that fit tighter at the bottom. What are some brand names that type of fit?
I think it looks cool. That's a good look. I rock that every now and then. Only occasionally desert boots can be kind of weird. When it's really, really hot, it just looks a little try hard. So that's where I'll go sneakers. That's the only exception I would say to that rule, but it's really not a big deal to me, at least. For jeans, earlier this Genevieve talked about a bunch of, you know, expensive jeans to look at. I take a slightly different strategy early on, unless you're going to a Nordstrom. But if you don't have a Nordstrom close to you, or for some reason you just can't shell out $200 for a pair of jeans, I like Gap. They have tons of different sizing, and if you're completely new to the game of, you know, dressing good, wearing good jeans, Gap has a lot of different cuts, so you kind of have a more familiarity with what kind of cut to get, right? And, you know, they're $50 a pop, and so I used to only get Gap jeans because they're so cheap, and I could, like, experiment with different cuts to see if I like them, and they do have a decent, I mean, they have a 30-day return policy. So that works too. So what I would do is I would go to Gap and get the dark, only the dark wash or the raw denim wash, get those jeans or the selvage wash, get like the slim and the straight and something else. And I'll try all three different sizes. Like I'll wear them for a couple of days to see if I like them and how they feel on me, how they look with different shoes, how they look with different tops, whether I'm wearing a t-shirt or a button shirt. And that, like, that was my way of learning about how jeans fit and what kind of jean style I like. So that's what I would do with jeans.
About the desert boots with the V-neck, it's not my favorite look. One of the guys, he's actually one of the mods. Now remain nameless. He does that all the time. He wears his V-necks with his, you know, jeans that are perfectly fine, but then like kind of like dress shoes, desert boots. And it's not like, you know, it doesn't look bad per se, but I think desert boots should only really be worn if you're wearing like an Oxford or like a button-up shirt that's rolled up three-quarters at your elbows, or with, like, if you're wearing, like, a blazer. Like, you know, they have a sole with a heel. So they are a bit dressier than sneakers or, you know, Converse or whatever. And you could totally get away with wearing a V-neck jeans and Converse. So why wouldn't you just do that? Unless you're going to wear like some kind of a jacket with it to like spiff up the look a bit more. I don't think that wearing desert boots with V-neck is my favorite look.
Actually, I agree with that. Like, I think I was thinking with desert boots, V-neck, and a nice like jacket. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you're wearing like like Robbie has a, a Ted Baker jacket, that would be great. Or Robbie's been wearing his Henleys with his sport coats lately and jeans and, like, desert boots, and that looks great. But V-necks are pretty much, like, the most casual, you know, you can wear a V-neck to the gym. Robbie will wear some of the V-necks that he wears out to the gym sometimes, so it's pretty darn casual. So I would advise, you know, just stick with some sneakers if you're gonna do just a V-neck with no jacket or anything.
Okay, thanks, got it. Jason said I look too try hard because I'm 45. I look too try hard wearing the Converse. What should I wear in terms of sneakers?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. And I could probably do some research and directly send you some stuff, some links to some sneakers you could wear. I do think, though, that for your age range, that desert boots are great. I think that maybe you just need to upgrade the rest of your wardrobe a little bit and not... Are you just basically just wearing V-necks mostly, or do you wear collared shirts out? Do you wear jackets and stuff out?
Yeah, I'm mostly like V-necks or Henleys, and I haven't taken pictures of my button-up shirts, like I guess you call them Oxford shirts. I haven't really shown you guys those. I'm actually concerned that I'll have to throw them all out.
Yeah, post them, and then I'll do some research and send you something through Facebook in regards to like some updated type sneakers for you.
Okay, thank you.
Cool, guys. Any other questions?
I have a question regarding sunglasses. I'm wondering what type of sunglasses you guys recommend, like aviator, clubmaster, like Ray-Ban, what is some stable one?
Depends on your face. It really does.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, who am I speaking to and what do you look like? What does your face look like?
This is Ken.
Oh, hey, Ken.
What does my face look like?
I know what your face looks like. There's a section of the fashion guide that gives some general guidelines as to what kind of sunglasses to get based on the shape of your face. But there are some general brands. You know, I really love Ray-Bans. I love Persol. It's really specific to the shape of your face. I think aviators would work on you, like black-on-black aviators. For you, you definitely want to stay away from anything that's going to have a square frame. It'll make you look dorky. Aviators, they begin with Wayfarers. I think Ray-Ban Wayfarers would work for you, too. Check out the Ray-Ban Wayfarers and the Ray-Ban Aviators. Yeah, I think the Aviators would look good on you, too, if you shaved your head for summer. That might be a fun look.
I have a question. This is Jack. What about when it comes to hats? Any type of specific type of hats that matter when you're wearing clothes or anything like that? That you stay away from or that you should have if you wanted to wear a hat?
No camo hats, that's for sure. I'm on this like Fat Bill hat kick, so that's what I go for. And to be honest, like outside of those Fat Bill baseball hats, it's really hard for me to imagine any kind of hat that works in the summer.
I totally agree. I was literally just about to say, I really only dig baseball hats on dudes, and then in the winter, like warm, cozy beanies, like nice, you know, fuzzy beanies. Other than that, like any, like, you know, fedora or any like those newsboy caps, like, oh, I hate them. Like some guys can get away with wearing them, but that's a really specific thing for, you know, a guy who has that specific personality that can get away with those kind of hats. You're not particularly really motivated or to get a hat. I would generally only go for like baseball caps or beanies during the winter. What do you think, babe?
Well, the only reason I suggest it is because it's in the summer. I'm bald, so I don't want to get sunburn in my head all the time. So that's what I was thinking about from a hat standpoint.
Yeah, I guess now that I think about it, like a straw/tweed, not a fedora, but the ones that look like a fedora with like a linen shirt and shorts, you know, when you're like in the Hamptons or you're like on vacation, that could look good. That's like a clean look, kind of a Cuban style look. But nothing too flashy when it comes to hats. I definitely think sticking to like more conservative, you know, type stuff would be good. But, you know, definitely I'm not a big fan of the newsboy caps. Kangor hats, I think they are.
Angle.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Genevieve, this is Tom. I found a hat the other day. It looked pretty cool. It was a expensive hat, but it was It had a leather brim and solid color cloth top.
What kind of hat was it? You cut out a little bit.
I don't remember the exact brand, but it was this expensive leather brim cloth suede top. I could get the brand of it, but would it be worthwhile to spend some money on a hat if it was kind of
so
well
this
made?
Is a perfect example of when you need to send me a pic.
Okay.
Get my number, find me on Facebook, send me a pic through Messenger along with the price and why you like it and what you plan on wearing it with, and I'll tell you yes or no in a heartbeat.
Can do that next
you know,
time.
If you see it out in the store, take a pic with your cell phone. If you see it online, send me the link. But right now, I have so many questions. It would take me like 5 minutes to figure out what kind of a hat this is. Is it a brim that goes all the way around your head, or is it a brim like a baseball cap that only has a brim in the front? I'm just having a bit of difficulty figuring out what kind of a hat we're talking about here.
Sure, I get it. I'll send you a photo next time I see it.
Yes, yeah, send it to me for sure. And that goes for all of you.
Awesome, guys. We have time for one last question. If anyone wants to fire one off.
Okay, I have a quick question.
So many questions on this call. I'm loving it.
For the Converse shoes that was suggested earlier, was it Jack Purcell?
Yeah,
yes.
Jack Purcell is like a sub-brand of Converse. It's like Jack Purcell by Converse, I want to say, or something like that. And they make a lot of Converse-esque type shoes. And yeah, I'm a fan. They have these really cool perforated leather ones that are amazing. They're these like white, like a really soft white leather that has tiny little holes punched in it, and they're awesome.
Now, if I wear Jack Purcell, what kind of socks do I wear? Do I wear low-cut socks or like funny color-looking socks?
The only time you want to wear like, so Robbie has a bunch of socks by this brand called, I think, Happy Socks, and they're like, you know, really brightly colored stripes, or they have polka dots on them. The only time he wears those kind of socks is if he's wearing long pants. And when he crosses his legs or whatever, you can see them. If you're wearing, shorts or low-cut sneakers, you're always going to want to wear short socks. Wearing, like, babe, do you ever wear, like, if you were going to wear your Converse with jeans, would you wear colorful socks?
I don't have Converse anymore, but yeah, I would if they're jeans. You're only going to see them, like, if I'm sitting down for the most part. I would do that.
No, you're right. I think you could wear, like, colorful socks if you're wearing, like, jeans, a pair of, you know, Jack Purcells. When you're wearing those colorful socks, it's only something you're trying to show off, like a hint of color here or there, you know, like you don't want them when you're standing straight, not moving, you shouldn't be able to see your socks. It's only something that people get a glimpse of like every, you know, few minutes as you move. And then if you're wearing shorts ever, never wear high socks. You know, if you're wearing shorts, always wear the low-cut socks.
Got it. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. So I think I'm at a point where I have a good handle on all the foundations and the basics. And I talked to Jason briefly about this when he did the call recently. But it was how do I start developing my own style? And he listed off a couple like blogs to follow. That talked about style, but I was wondering if any of you had any suggestions on how I should start trying to develop that on my own.
It was so weird. I knew that you were going to ask this question as soon as so weird. I was like, here it comes. So I would suggest finding some blogs, and this might take a few months to just searching around the internet, coming across pictures of outfits that you like, bookmarking those blogs. Number two, if you ever meet any guys whose style that you really admire, become their friends, you know, make them your style mentors. Pay attention to what they're wearing. Ask them specific questions. You know, where did you buy this? Why did you think to put this with that? You know, get some influence going in terms of your style mentors in your life. And then lastly, you know, get a stylist, whether it's one of the girls who works at Nordstrom for free, or if it's somebody that you can hire for, you know, $20 an hour, who can you can go shopping with her like once every couple months for a couple hours and pay her like a couple $100. It might really be worth it for you. But I think those are, you know, three really good ways to start getting a, you know, motivation. It can be hard to get that initial motivation to figure out, okay, what is my style? You know, like what do I look good in? I would also read up on websites like Esquire, GQ, you know, like bookmark those to your homepage. And when you're bored and you don't have anything else to do, you know, just like poke around and see what articles are on the homepage and start, just try to read up on it a little bit more when you have some free time. And, you know, send pictures into the group. If you come across stuff that you like in the store, ask questions. The feedback that people will have for you is what will stick in your memory. You know, you'll remember what people have to say about certain stuff, and it'll all start making sense to you as the time goes on. And get the fashion guide. I highly recommend the fashion guide.
Yeah, thank you. That helps, for sure.
I think also, like, what's helpful in addition to all those great points is think of a celebrity that you really like, that you kind of feel like you want to emulate, and look at what they wear in everyday life. Like, right? Like Ryan Gosling. You Google Ryan Gosling and see what he wears on the street. It's so cool.
I met at least three different guys who told me, then these are guys who have really good style. And I asked them, how did you decide what style's right for you? And all three guys literally said, I just started paying attention to what David Beckham wears, and I just started wearing what he wears. Literally, that's like how they, you know, did it, and they interpreted it so well, and they made it work for themselves, and I was pretty impressed.
Cool. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Thanks.
All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much, Genevieve, Adam, and Dave, for all your great feedback, and everyone else for your questions, and I'll talk to you all later.